Hello and welcome to this episode of Daily Remedy. Today we're going to discuss why scientists lie, an issue that has been raging on as long as the pandemic has been raging on. And interestingly, just like the pandemic, there seems to be no end in sight to this quandary. The public simply does not trust federal institutions like the CDC, FDA, and the scientists who are leading these organizations, namely Dr. Anthony Fauci, seems to be adored among certain sectors of the population and outright hated and distrust among other sectors of the population. And not just the conspiratorial fringes either. Mainstream parts of this country, mainstream media outlets are decidedly against Dr. Anthony Fauci and believe that in many ways he is part of a cover-up, overtly lying to the public. And these are not just ideas that are politically convenient. These are ideas that people genuinely believe. Now, the question becomes, back to the original point, why do scientists lie? But that's the question, because lying is a complex term, and I'm not trying to be evasive. I'm trying to be accurate. When you discuss lying, you have to understand that lying exists not just from the perspective of the person listening, but from the perspective of the person speaking. When a person lies with the overt intent of deceiving the person hearing the lie understands something completely different than what the person intends. There is a willful deception. If you want to go out with your friends and you tell your wife or your husband that you're going grocery shopping, that's an overt lie because you are saying something to your spouse that you know is not true. That is the point here. Know not to be true. Now, when you talk about a lie, as I mentioned, it's not just the perspective of the listener we need to take into account, but the perspective of the person speaking that we also need to take into account. Now, do the policy experts know that they are lying? That is the question here. So let's take a less controversial figure, former Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams from Indiana, African-American physician leader, stellar career. When the pandemic began, he tweeted famously that the public does not need to wear masks. When he was called on that tweet, which had since then been deleted, he stated he misspoke. He stated that the public, in his estimate, did not need the mask, but healthcare workers did need the mask, and that by stating the public did not need the mask, he wanted to ensure that healthcare workers had adequate supply. That is not technically a lie. He didn't actually say healthcare workers needed it, public does not need it. He simply said the public does not need it. And that is the point here. He simply said, this is the issue at hand here, and why a lie is a lie. Even when somebody is trying to simplify, pun intended. When we simplify complex concepts, we tend to speak in terms that gloss over key details. We tend to forgo the nuance for clarity. If Dr. Jerome Adams would have tweeted, while we do not believe at this time the public needs mask, we do believe that healthcare workers should wear masks, and while we're not clear as to what the benefit to risk are of the COVID-19 virus or what the actual benefits are of masks at this time, we are conducting studies, and once we find out conclusively the infectivity of the virus and the benefit of the mask, then we'll share that with you. So stay tuned. That level of uncertainty would ring hollow in the minds of people who seek comfort in simple answers. Now, that is a greater percent of the population than you would imagine. People want clarity. People want simplicity. We don't like to admit it, but it is true. That's why politicians speak the way that they do. Politicians speak in simple, airy terms. We will save this country. We will do what's right for the public. Why? Because the public resonates with that. The public says one thing. We as individuals say one thing, but we respond to another. We want the full details. We want to be treated like we are subject matter experts in every subject possible. But our understanding is different because we want clarity in terms of our nuanced understanding. We claim we don't want it, but what we feel is not what we claim. So in many ways, we're lying to ourselves. Now, this is almost like a Zeno paradox of lies and of truths and what is really our understanding in implicit terms and what we claim to represent our beliefs in explicit terms. Now, I don't want to go down this philosophical wormhole because it can get very deep very quickly. But there is a certain level of nuance that we need to appreciate. Back in 1974, there were behavioral economics, Daniel Kahneman, Amos Tversky, who really explored this topic of uncertainty and judgment and came to a conclusion that we inevitably simplify so much in our lives that we are not even aware of how we simplify things. They labeled this concept representativeness, which is kind of a fancy word for a concept that we all really understand. Representative explains systematic errors we all make when we're judging the probability of random events. We overweigh rare life-threatening events. We underweigh common, less deadly consequences. Our ability to predict is irrational and non-linear. One of the effects that they came up with was called the gambler's fallacy, which is a tendency to expect outcomes to even out in the short run, even if they really won't. It's the gambler down on his luck saying, this time around, I'm going to get it. Or the poker player who has had three or four good hands in a row and is sure that the next hand is going to be good. Yeah, the numbers average out long term, but not short term. And our inability to recognize short term from long term leads us to make decisions that are not right. We're lying to ourselves in conflating short term with long term, but we don't understand that we're lying to ourselves. We simply choose to believe that way. We simply choose to simplify in that way. And that is the fundamental issue at hand here and why we believe scientists are lying to us, because the manner in which they simplify is different than the manner in which we simplify. The manner in which an expert will simplify and state certain facts as they believe to be facts is different than how a general public, without their PhDs in infectious disease or PhDs in virology or epidemiology, how the public will simplify uncertainty and how we will ascribe a fact to be a fact is decidedly different. And these thought patterns that are different, which we call heuristics, lead to different approaches to understanding, different forms of representativeness. As a result, no matter what Dr. Fauci, to pick a controversial character, or Dr. Jerome Adams, a non-controversial character, no matter what they will say, it would always come from a different perspective, a different form of representativeness, because the manner in which they simplify complex concepts is inherently different than how we understand these complex concepts. So our approach to uncertainty is fundamentally different So our level of understanding of what is simplified is also different. We don't know what we don't know, and we don't understand how the other person understands. This leads to errors in thinking. And when we don't understand something, and when we don't know something, we simplify it inevitably to the lowest common denominator. We assume the other person is lying. This is a predictable error, and probably the most genius, albeit understated, aspect of what Daniel Kahneman and Avos Tversky found when they were coming up with these principles back in the 70s. What they found out was that, yes, there's all these uncertainty principles. Yes, there's all these different forms of judgment and representativeness. We don't know how people are going to form their bias. But in aggregate, all these different biases will form predictable errors. Now, this is really hard to understand, but critical to understanding what's going on right now. We don't know the mental errors, the logical fallacies that each individual person will come up with in their head. Let me give you an example. Let's say Dr. Anthony Fauci comes up with another claim. I think the latest one was that we will not return to full normal, the old normal or new normal, whatever is the terminology of the day. We will not return to normal post-pandemic baseline until well into spring of 2022. That's a statement he made in recent days. Now, let's take two people, for example. Individual one researches the statement, reads the CDC guidelines on normal social protocol, social distancing, mask mandates, what have you. And another person goes to a conspiratorial website that denounces Fauci as a member of the elite cabal, what have you. Those two individuals are going to interpret what Fauci said differently. They're both going to simplify and be wrong in their simplification, but they will be wrong differently. Different types of wrongness. And by being wrong differently, they will understand and simplify Fauci's statement, which in and of itself is a simplification of what he thinks, differently. Take two different points of view, two different perspectives, hell, you have chaos. That's why we cannot understand how the other person is simplifying and why we tend to misunderstand, conflate what people are saying. But in the end, we tend to come up with the same types of errors, regardless of how those errors form, regardless of what logical fallacy we fall prey to, we will inevitably come to the same error, which is really phenomenal if you think about it. Two different people, vastly different backgrounds, vastly different socioeconomic status, education levels, what have you, form different biases, form different mental errors, but then lead to the same errors. That is really interesting. And why? We assume in the end, the other person is lying. We assume Fauci is lying if we don't like Fauci. We assume Fauci is telling the truth and doing the best he can if we like Fauci. Unpredictable forms of mental biases lead to predictable errors. That is a fundamental tendency of human nature. And why? Healthcare behaves dialectically. Dialectic thinking is a form of philosophy that began in Europe under the German philosopher Hegel. It basically stated that life, history, society is a pendulum. Swings one way, then it swings the other way. Swings the other way, and it goes back. For example, in the United States, we had a very liberal hippie culture that was then followed by a buttoned up corporate culture that was then followed up by a liberal grunge culture. And that, in a sense, can, not accurately, but generally summarize the 70s, 80s, and 90s, respectively. We understand that society reacts. We see that in fashion trends. We see that in broader cultural trends seen decade over decade. But we don't see that in complex concepts because it's harder to find. During the pandemic, we saw people react to the uncertainty in the data and guidelines that were proposed by policy experts. The policy experts should have understood that people would react this way, but their approach to preemptively addressing these reactions were to simplify complex concepts in a way that they understood to simplify those concepts, which, as we had mentioned, and I feel like we're going in a circle here, but it's instructive to be circular about this until we get the point clearly. The people did not understand the simplification process the same way the policy experts understood the simplification process. As a result, there was a predictable pattern of reaction and counter-reaction that we saw in the American public. Policy experts were not quite sure whether mask mandates were valuable or not, so they erred on the side of caution and recommended the mask mandates. But the public saw that the policy experts were not certain and were erring on the side of caution and felt, well, if you don't know exactly, why are you making me the guinea pig? So then we had this reaction where people were responding to the uncertainty differently, but predictably counter-reacting to those that they did not like. When the vaccines were first considered a viable solution to the pandemic, everybody wanted the pandemic. Most people forget this. Then go back and take a look back to summer of 2020. Everybody was in favor of vaccines. Everybody saw them as the solution to the pandemic. We'll finally get out of this. But then when the vaccines were available, the conversation went from vaccine availability in general terms to an individual decision of receiving the vaccine. And as a result, people's response changed to that uncertainty accordingly. People then started to weigh the individual risk of the vaccines and not just the broader value of the vaccines to the common good. That was an uncertain response that some people were willing to accept the risk of and some people were not willing to accept the risk of. But the uncertainty led to predictable response of those wanting to take the vaccine and those not trusting the vaccine. So what we see here is a complex dynamic in which people simplify uncertainty in different ways, but often lead to the same predictable errors despite simplifying in different ways. Healthcare is a complex heuristic in which we address uncertainty and judge uncertainty in vastly different ways, creating unique, various forms of biases that inevitably lead to the same forms of error. So while we understand healthcare differently, we respond to healthcare quite similarly. And that paradox is why most believe scientists lie. Thank you.